Now he says in verse 16, therefore thus saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. Now God is saying to his people, I have come back, and in mercy I want to deal with my people. And as he's told us today, he's rich in mercy. And he says, my house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Now there are those that believe that this line stretching forth upon Jerusalem speaks of the fact that there would be a great building boom and Jerusalem would expand and become a great city in that day. I think that's probably true. But every time God mentions the fact that a man with a measuring rod or a measuring line is going forth, we've seen this before, it simply means God is getting ready to move directly in that particular case. And here, now that the 70 years captivity was over, God is turning to his people again and those that now have returned to him. And he's there rich with mercy. And he wants the nations and wants them to know they can never have peace unless there is peace in Jerusalem. That is the key to the peace that's here on this earth. And haven't the events of the past few years since they've become a nation again rather indicated that? And this little nation found out how few friends they really had in the world at the beginning of the oil crisis. They fell away like dead flies from them because they wanted nothing to do with them, because they wanted the oil more than they wanted the friendship of this nation. But of course, this nation has not in any way returned to God, in spite of the fact that there's been this great building boom over there today. They've returned back to the land and they've been building the city, and Zionism is very much of a reality today, but they're still actually scattered throughout the world in unbelief, and they're still persecuted even at this moment, in this day in which we live, so that, friends, there's not peace on the earth, and there cannot be peace on the earth until there is peace in Jerusalem. And I'd like to dwell on this even more, but I cannot in this type of a study. We will be coming to other passages on Jerusalem in which we intend to develop this other line of thought, which I think is very important today, that the significance and importance of Jerusalem as far as the history of the world is concerned. And you can check that back in history in the past, and it'll certainly be in the prophecy for the future. There's a great deal God has said concerning that. He said in Psalm 132, for the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. That's verse 13. And he goes on to say in Psalm 78, verse 67, he rejected the tabernacle of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loves. God says that's a spot that he loves. I must confess, I do not love Jerusalem. I just have to be very frank and confess that it's not to me an attractive place at all today. But God's going to make it that someday. The judgment of God is upon the place, I think, even in this day. Now, let me continue to read here. He says, verse 17, cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Now, that looks down the future. So these people can recognize that they are working in the plan and program of God that's going to extend down through the future. And what an application for Christians today. Are you and I working in something that has eternal value? What you're doing today, what value will it be 10 years from today, 100 years from today, 1 million years from today? Are we actually working in the light of eternity, and we should keep that in mind.